and soul healthy and vibrant. You will discover an Ayurvedic diet and lifestyle that is appropriate to your body type. As a preventative approach to healthcare, the daily rituals and guidelines of Ayurveda will help you nurture your well-being the way nature intended. I strongly believe that the discussion around health needs to evolve from the focus on illness and start embracing wellness, a paradigm shift of prevention over cure. The simple, daily, applicable wisdom of Ayurveda outlined in this book can help lead you out of the doctor's surgery and on a journey towards self-healing. I want to help empower you with this holistic approach to wellness and remove the helplessness that many people feel when they go to the doctor. Ayurveda teaches us to reconnect with the flow of life and be in synchronicity with our natural circadian rhythms, the life clock, the day clock, the seasonal clock, and even the moon clock. Nature is our best teacher, and you only have to observe the ebb and flow of the natural plant and animal kingdoms to understand. My desire is to encourage people to get intimately acquainted with themselves and notice their dis-eases as an indicator of imbalances that can potentially manifest into full-blown health issues. It's time to move away from a pill for every ill mentality and towards a holistic and preventative health approach. Since the start of my practice in 2008, my purpose has been to share the wealth of this profound ancient Ayurvedic wisdom in an uncomplicated and easy to apply way without compromising its authenticity. I am often asked how I got involved in Ayurveda, and I guess I was involved even before I realized it. As a born and raised British Indian with African twists, both my parents are African born, many of my lifestyle routines and dietary habits were naturally Ayurvedic, taught to me as a child by my grandparents. I quickly became curious about my family's day-to-day rituals and food habits, since they differed from my peers. My upbringing was a marriage between Western and Indian cultures. At times, this was confusing and even led me to feel a loss of identity. I never had any major health concerns growing up, but I lived in a world where my lifestyle at home contrasted strongly with that of my Western schoolmates. As time went on, I realized that the cultural challenges of my childhood had become my biggest blessing by helping me to appreciate the delicate nature of an integrated lifestyle. It has enabled me to translate the wisdom of the Vedic Samhitas, the ancient scriptures that were written to enrich every aspect of our lives. My experiences enable me to help clients apply the principles of Ayurveda to their lives, regardless of their location, age, gender, or culture. Although my first degree was in business, I had a strong pull towards natural healthcare, which was already fast becoming a part of my personal development and spiritual growth. I was more and more curious as to why people still felt unwell, despite their diets being seemingly healthy, and why there was a dearth of understanding around the impact of our emotions and mind on our physical health. Out of this curiosity and the desire to follow a more fulfilling life purpose, I was intuitively guided towards the science of Ayurveda. This profound system of health and well-being helps you to analyze your body's particular constitution. When you are aligned with your constitution, your prakriti, your true natural state, even the simplest life changes can reap some amazing health benefits. I believe in living an expansive, peaceful, and fulfilling life, a life where we are truly connected with other people and nature at large, a life where we measure happiness by our state of being and not by a collection of achievements or material possessions. Through the guidance in this book, I invite you on a journey of health promotion and disease prevention. I am excited to be sharing very profound but practical self-healing wisdom, tools, and techniques to empower you to take health and well-being back into your own hands. Note on the text. You'll find a glossary in the attached PDF with explanations of all the important Ayurvedic terms and concepts that I refer to in this book. Where a word appears in bold in the text at the first instance, you will find it in the glossary. Chapter 1, Our Current State of Health,